we're going to continue talking about alcohol. There was also news last week, I don't know if you read it, that there was an increase in the numbers of people drinking to cope with the lockdown. And we were talking to the HSE lead on smoking, no, not on obesity recently. And she said that there was a new HSE lead on alcohol. And I said we must talk to her. She's on the line, Dr. Aisling Sheehan, the new national lead on the HSE's alcohol programme. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thanks very much for having me.
Congratulations on your new post.
Thank you.
It's a formidable task that you have. Do you realize that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So where do we start with alcohol in this country? I suppose you've read Dr. Tony Holohan's report from 10 years ago now, isn't it? 10 years ago.
Sure, yeah. There was a 2012 alcohol misuse strategy back in 2012. Since that, we've had a couple of new policies as well, reducing harm, supporting recovery in Healthy Ireland. So there has been progress made in terms of looking at this issue, but okay. we do know that there still is a lot of harm being caused by alcohol. So really welcome the opportunity to talk to you today about it, Ray.
Okay. What are the top line figures just on alcohol abuse in this country?
Sure. Well, I suppose, you know, in the short term, alcohol can have a lot of effects on our physical and mental health in different ways. You know, in the short term, there's things like causing poor sleep, skin rashes, fatigue. In the longer term, then, you know, people will probably be familiar with the effects that alcohol can have on the liver, but it actually can increase our risk of more than 200 diseases and health problems, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stomach problems, depression, and we know that the more alcohol you drink, the higher your risk of developing these.
But the other you say that it's linked to, but does the WHO, the World Health Organization, not say that alcohol can cause cancer?
It can, yes. Yeah. So there's been
so there's
a causal
no difference between linked and cause.
Sure. So, it raises our risk depending on how much we drink and for how long we're drinking. It raises our risk, but there has been causal research that shows that alcohol can actually cause 7 types of cancer. And we're learning more and more all the time about the different ways in which alcohol can cause different chronic diseases and illnesses.
So what does your job involve, Aisling?
So in the HSE alcohol programme, our work really is around trying to inform the public around alcohol so that they can make informed decisions about their drinking. And also that we work towards reducing the harm caused by alcohol in the same way that we do with other health and wellbeing topics, be it smoking and healthy eating, etc. So there's a lot of work done to date in terms of the development of our askaboutalcohol.ie campaign and website. But you know, there's lots more to do, and we're keen, really, I suppose, to have a national conversation about the role of alcohol in our society. And the role that it plays, and I suppose to get the message across as well that even though that alcohol is can be dangerous and can increase our risk of lots of diseases and illnesses, and there's also lots we can do to reduce that risk. And if we can stay ideally within the low risk weekly guidelines, so that's 11 standard drinks for women a week and 17 standard drinks for men a week, that can, you know, really help to support our health and wellbeing.
I was just reading there, 1.35 million harmful drinkers in this country, around 200,000 people dependent on alcohol. They're huge figures, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely huge figures. And a lot of people, I think, don't necessarily realise that they're in the category of harmful drinking. We have a tool actually on our website, askaboutalcohol.ie, a self-assessment tool that, you know, I'd really encourage anybody who's interested in learning more about their alcohol intake and the risk that it might be placing on them to have a look at that, because it's really ingrained in our society. We're one of the highest binge drinkers in the world, and it is causing a lot of harm out there.
And costing an awful lot. From that report from 2010, I'm just looking at it here. Alcohol-related illness cost the healthcare system. This was back in 2007, 1.2 billion. Alcohol-related crime cost an estimated 1.2 billion as well. The cost of lost economic output, just over half a billion. Alcohol-related road accidents cost an estimated half a billion. 90 people a month die because of alcohol. That's 1,080 people a year. Now, we've stopped the whole economy, and how many people have died from COVID-19? It strikes me that we're not serious about tackling our relationship with alcohol in this country. Do you get that sense?
I think when you do, I mean, stack up some of the figures, as you say, against things like COVID-19, it becomes really stark, just the harm that alcohol is causing. And, you know, we know that there's more than 17,000 alcohol-related admissions and discharges from hospitals every year that are alcohol-related. So it is costing our society a lot. And I suppose that's why we're really keen to have the conversation with the public around alcohol.
What way will that conversation go, do you think?
So, I mean, we've through our AskAboutAlcohol.ie campaign and website, we've been starting that conversation. I suppose we started that back in 2017. But I think we need to continue that conversation and look at the role that alcohol plays in society. When we established the website, we did some research with the public, and they told us that although people understood some of the negatives impact that alcohol could have, that the primary motivator for people for drinking was for social connectedness, and that they thought that, you know, alcohol could help them to connect with people on a deeper level. So this is something that I think would be great to have a conversation about. And I think the whole COVID-19 experience, one of the potentially good things to have come out of it is it's really put our health and the protection of our health at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah.
So I think it's hopefully a good time to reflect on the role alcohol plays and the role it plays in our health, but also the, you know, the good things that we can do to protect our health through reducing our intake.
Just you talk about the pandemic. I just read there last week from research that men cite using alcohol as a coping mechanism during the lockdown.
Yes. Yeah, there was some research done by the CSO in April that showed you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting people in different ways.
Mm.
And we see that some people are reporting that they're increasing their consumption, for others they're reducing. But we can see actually the people who are reporting an increase, they were also more likely to say that they were feeling stressed, anxious, depressed, or you know, finding it difficult to cope with household stress.
Yeah.
I suppose this does point to, you know, I know completely understandable that people are trying to find ways to cope with stressful situation they might find themselves in. But we'd be really keen to get the message across of the importance of finding other ways to cope with stress, because we know that using alcohol actually can make stressful times worse and have a negative impact on our mental health.
It exasperates it.
Exactly. So there's lots of tips.
About the might of the alcohol industry?
Yes. So I think, you know, you mentioned earlier that report that talked about some of the economic benefits of the alcohol in society.
Some benefits. I didn't list them now, but in that same report, there are some of the list of the benefits. Sure.
But I think what we really do need to do is try and reframe alcohol as a public.
But just talk a little bit about that, Aisling, because is that a valid argument? You know, the people work in an industry that kills people. But that's important that we keep them employed, even if the product is killing people.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think, I think, you know, the evidence is really, really clear. And as you say, quite stark when you look at the figures.
It was odd. It was odd in that report as well. They put the economic benefits of alcohol before they put the negatives of alcohol first.
Sure.
I just thought that was interesting as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's why we're really keen to raise the awareness around those negative impacts. And I think what's been really great, we have the new legislation, the new Public Health Alcohol Bill.
Yeah. So just tell people what's going to happen then. It's around advertising and sponsorship and where you get your alcohol in the supermarket, isn't it?
So, there's lots of different measures. It's framing alcohol as a public health issue. So already we've seen some changes introduced. So back last November, alcohol advertising is banned on public transport, near schools, creches, public playgrounds, and banned in cinemas for any films under 18. Mm. And there's a lot more measures to come with the legislation. So there's things like minimum unit pricing So there'll be a minimum price below which alcohol can't be sold. And there's more measures coming around advertising and sponsorship over time. So we really welcome these measures. Yeah. They've been shown to be really, really effective in terms of reducing alcohol harm. And we know that, as we can see from the figures, you know, there is a lot to do in terms of reducing alcohol harm.
Yeah. And then we haven't even touched on the horrificness of children living in homes where one or both parents are alcoholics or have a problem with alcohol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's absolutely a big issue. And a lot of that is hidden and not necessarily seen by services. So there's a good bit of work being done in collaborative work between the HSE and TUFA, the Child and Family Agency, looking at this issue and providing training and resources around it. But it's still a big problem, and yeah. There's still a lot more to do in terms of protecting children from harm.
You have a big job of work, Aisling. Yes. And maybe when you get your feet under the desk a bit more, you might come back and chat to us.
I'd absolutely love to. And just Ray, just to say before we finish, just if anybody's concerned about their drinking or anybody else's, we do have a helpline, the HSE Drug and Alcohol Helpline, which is 1800 459 459, and it's available 9:30 to 5:30 Monday to Friday, or you can email helpline@hse.ie anytime.
Okay, Dr. Aisling Sheehan, the new national lead on the HSE Alcohol Programme, thanks so much for talking to us today. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thank you.